This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, part of what you want out of radio is you want to find guests who will answer questions. This man, I've been interviewing for a long time, Bob Fletcher, Ramsey County Sheriff, will not duck questions. I appreciate that, sir. And by the way, it doesn't mean, this is part of the problem with individuals, doesn't mean you have to agree with everything. And if you disagree, you can disagree respectfully. Thank you for coming out here. I greatly appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
What would you say the state of Ramsey County law enforcement is today? Two ways. The crime level and the ability to staff precisely the numbers you want and the quality of individuals.
Well, there's a big contrast in Ramsey and Hennepin. Crime is dropping dramatically in Ramsey County. You are seven times more likely to be carjacked in Minneapolis per capita than in Ramsey, St. Paul. You're three times more likely to be a victim of a robbery or an auto theft over there in Minneapolis. So in regarding crime, we're happy on our side of the river, but we worry about what's happening in Minneapolis because Minneapolis is the economic jewel of our state. We have, at Ramsey County, we're really not down in deputies. People come to us. They want to work there. St. Paul would say they're down 50, but with the reduction in crime, they're actually able to handle their crime pretty well. But Minneapolis is down 340 officers. They cannot combat the crime problem they have with that reduction.
And as you know, Madera Arredondo, what was it, about 5 years ago, said we needed to increase, this is Arredondo, to like 1,200, 1,300 over a period of time. So if you want to say to that projection, they're down 700.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You can't combat crime without a properly staffed police department. You can't do proactive stuff. You can't go after the really bad guys. And you can't do your prevention and intervention programs that you need either. So they're struggling over there. Chief O'Hara, I've come to admire him. I think he's doing a great job. But the city council is going to have to help him hire some staff quickly.
Okay, let's talk your view of the Minneapolis City Council. You were in politics a lot of your life. You've done this on both sides. When you judge the Minneapolis City Council, what comes to mind?
Well, they're improving in that the defund the police movement has shrunk over the last 4 years. That's a good thing.
I don't think you said eliminated, right?
No.
Yeah, there's still some folks.
No, it's a tight split over there.
And
even getting that contract passed, which would help the officers, recruit the officers, was a very difficult job for Mayor Fry and the chief. So
outside of numbers, and you laid it out, right, outside of a big number disparity, be honest here. What do you think that you're doing better in Ramsey County regarding crime numbers compared to what Hennepin County's doing?
Well, we are very proactive. We have a unit called the Carjacking Auto Theft Unit, the CAT unit, about 15 people now that go out and actually chase, arrest, block their cars in. We arrest. And in Ramsey County, our juvenile detention center and our county attorney will hold juveniles longer than they will in Hennepin. And I just want to throw it on the table. Juvenile crime is 50% of our problem. Nobody disputes that nationwide, Chad. 50% of our problem. But we have 400 adult prisoners in our adult jail. There's only 21 juvenile prisoners in the juvenile jail. So what is that? The system is designed, unfortunately, not to detain them, and they're allowed to go back and victimize. We have a number of cases where they're released one day and they're committing the same crime the next. In our county, they'll actually hold them. Hennepin County doesn't, and I know you wanted to open this conversation anyhow, but Chief O'Hara is right. On the substance of the issue, O'Hara is right that Hennepin County does not hold juveniles as well as other counties in the state. And believe me, the other 85 counties are all holding them.
Well, and let's stay with this, too. It's not like John Choi is, like, way out to the right.
No.
John Choi is a liberal who seemingly has been more responsive to law enforcement. And the most recent example, and it's happened so many times, and you know it 1,000% better than I, but in Minneapolis a couple weeks ago, when you had four kids between the ages of 11 and 13 steal a car, then get involved in a conflict where shots are fired at him, where kids were severely injured, and then it turns out a couple of the kids had been arrested just recently. And I know this for a fact, that O'Hara tried to work with Moriarty on, let's talk about this together. Well, no. She came out and talked ahead, and O'Hara had to come out about 3 hours later and said, just basically say, she's not telling the truth. He basically called her a liar.
Well, the juvenile system, I spent a lot of years in the juvenile system. I was the commander of the St. Paul Police Juvenile Unit. The juvenile justice system is designed to give the judges in the juvenile court broad discretion in terms of what they do with the child. If they're delinquent, they can be charged criminally. Otherwise, they're handled under the child in need of protection law. But there's broad discretion. The problem is that some of these county attorneys and corrections people don't believe in incarcerating children. And the primary offender here is Sarah Davis, who works for Mary in her office. Yep. She has been lobbying at the legislature for less incarceration. In fact, she lobbied for a law that raises the age of delinquency 3 years. So in 2026, instead of being 10 years old to commit a delinquent crime, you have to be 13. So Mary's not interested in incarcerating children. She'll make the argument, but I can tell you firsthand, having done this for 40-plus years, kids need some time out to get off the drugs, to get away from their kids, get away from their friend circle, and to think about life a little differently. And parents are begging us to hold their child so they can get some help. A lot of them are on chemicals, the illegal chemicals, but a lot of them are off their medication for a variety of
and the parents things. Don't know what else to do.
They don't.
Right, and I know it's easy, and we get a lot of texts here. And my folks, Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher's here, blaming the parents. Okay, there are times, because you have to take each case by case. There are times when the parents are derelict in responsibility. Don't care, look the other way. But you know this so well. There are times when parents have tried so many things, and due to chemicals they're on, chemicals they're not on, the outside influence, they don't listen to the parents. And that's when sometimes the parents are begging the attorneys, punish my kid in a strong way and take it in a case-by-case basis. And my huge difference with Moriarty is I feel like she's decided that all youth should be treated this way.
Right.
And there are some where some of the crimes can be lower where you do put them back out or you do treat them differently. But when I hear you and O'Hara and others talk about over and over and over again, give me a break. Yeah. If you're a 12 to 14-year-old and you're doing this over and over again and we're only saying we can't do anything because of their child, that's wrong.
Right.
That just is flat out wrong.
Well, and there's only 75 repeat offenders on our side of the river that need to be incarcerated. When you think of the thousands of children that are out there, it's a very small percentage. In Minneapolis, probably 150, but she's not really willing to hold any of them.
Well, and that's, I mean, just hearing you say 150, you think about everything that's going on in Minneapolis, and if those 150 were incarcerated, maybe 100 of them see the light of day, figure it out. How different is that as opposed to just doing the same thing over and over again? And there are plenty of people I know who live in Hennepin County who supported Moriarty the first time,
right?
Who absolutely are not going to this time. And we're still years away, but they are very disgruntled by the position.
Well, I'm going to give you some breaking news on that front in just 1 minute. But if you could hold those 150, crime would drop dramatically in Minneapolis. I mean, it's really not a complicated thing. There's the same kids doing the same crime, shooting at each other, feeling emboldened, and getting out. So it's gotten so bad that the North Minneapolis residents are begging for more help than Mary's given them. And you heard it here first. Keith Ellison is going to run for Hennepin County Attorney against Mary because
really?
That's how bad it has become over there. Keith Ellison's going to run against her in 2 years.
Okay, so 147, Dave Harrigan. Bob Fletcher, who is very connected, why would he step away from the Attorney General's position for this challenge when, to a lot of people, it feels like it's so daunting it can't be resolved over a short period of time?
Well, I mean, he wants to make a difference. I mean, and
do you respect Keith?
Yeah, I do. He hasn't really been as pro-police as we would like, but certainly more pro-police than Mary. And so, yeah, he made an effort to build a relationship with us on the school resource officer issue and a variety of other fronts.
Yeah, he was with on that issue.
Yeah.
The SROs. Wasn't Ellison pretty favorable?
He was.
Favorable
extremely
to you
helpful.
Yep.
And here's the other thing. He's very close to the people in North Minneapolis. He's listening to them. He helped up there on Broadway with some of the stuff there. He's hearing their concern, and he's in his circle. They're saying Mary's not there for him.
Bob Fletcher is with us. How old are you right now?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can say your age.
I'm
59. Well,
how old do I look, folks? What do you think? Huh? 55, she says. What do we got out here? We got anybody else that wants to get? 55. Yeah, I'm going with the crowd.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, for those of you in the crowd that are sitting out there in this heat, thank you very much for joining us.
I'm not buying 55. I could do the Google right now.
Yeah.
Go ahead. How old are you?
69.
69. Okay. You're vital. You enjoy it. How much longer do you want to do this?
I don't see a reason to stop. You know, my theory is as long as you're doing good and you feel like you're helping the community make some progress and you got the energy, just keep going. So I don't know. As long as my health holds up.
Okay.
How old are you?
I'm 59.
Geez, you don't look that. You look. I told you in the back, you look really good.
Thank you.
You look really good.
See that producer of mine? You know what he tells me? He tells me every day, you look 80. Yeah, he makes fun of me, my gray hair.
No, what's your ethnicity? You got great skin there, Chad.
What is it? My mother is a mix, and my father is Jewish.
Okay.
So, Dave, do you hear that? Great skin.
Yeah, it's great.
What do you think of that guy's skin back there?
Can't see it, though. The beard's in a way.
Yeah, he's hiding it. He's hiding it with beard. Okay, now I want you as a former politician. Most former politicians duck this.
Yeah.
Tell me something, Bob Fletcher.
I'm not former, though.
Yeah, maybe you're more law enforcement now, but yeah, you are voted on, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Tell me something, that a decision you've made in the last 2 to 4 years, that if you could do it again, you would do it differently.
Yeah, that's a good question. 2 to 4 years?
Yeah. How about your career? Is there one decision you look back at and say, what was I thinking then?
Well, the most embarrassing thing was when I was at the Speedway gas station on Rice and Wheelock. It was cold winter night, and I wanted to get back in the car after I started the gasoline. And so I started the gasoline. It was 20 below. And then I decided, okay, I went inside to pay, and then I went back to my car.
Drove away?
I drove away.
Okay.
Okay, so
that's a good story,
told the whole story yet, though. This is the whole story. So I pull away and I hear the thunk, okay? And I pulled, the hose is off. But the hose, it's still running, so the gas is swishing back and forth on there.
That's
and
brutal.
And what do you do, folks, when you want to stop a hose from running? What do you do at home? You kink it, right? Well, you try kinking a thick hose in the wintertime in Minnesota, it doesn't work so well. So I'm trying to kink this hose, and the lady at the other pump says, why don't you just turn it off, Sonny?
Yeah. That's a good story. It's a very good story. I think he ducked the question. Come on, give me one thing that you were good. That's very good. By the way, I probably just would have drove away. Aragon, how do you think I would have handled that with my technical skills?
Oh, you would have called people.
Yeah, I would have called. Where's Clyde? Clyde, help me out.
Come on,
is there one thing that...
Well, I mean, I've probably made some mistakes in disciplining people. I don't really want to get into which ones, but, you know, you... Sometimes you need to give it the 24-hour rule before you react. That's a good one. I tell people, you know, before you get mad at somebody, give it the 24-hour rule. Try to look at it through their eyes. And I don't want to cite specifics, but I will tell you, it probably cost me an election because I disciplined some people.
Yeah.
You know.
I always appreciate you.
Oh, I got some corn. Get some corn tickets for you.
Oh, sure.
Jesus, go over and get some roast. My favorite. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.